We are here to help you on a Valentine's Day Eve. It is a very, very special programming. Tuesday morning, top 10 on a Friday. Here are some helpful hints, ways, last-minute gifts, perhaps, or just saves. It is a top 10 on the top 10 ways to save or salvage any Valentine's Day, as we are running out of time. Running out of time. Actually, no, there seemingly is still plenty of time.
I think there's plenty of time.
Through tomorrow morning.
It's like a gift.
Maybe
holiday.
Even through tomorrow night, depending if you can play it right. Or if you can just jockey the calendars a little bit, you can even spin this into Sunday.
I know, but I don't think anything salvaged should be given, period.
Top 10 ways to save, salvage, redeem any Valentine's Day. Straight from the home office there in the writing staff in Granbury, Texas. Such as...
Number 10.
Take everything they own and dip it all in chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
See?
Number nine,
shave your head, grab a robe, and join those walking monks and say, sorry, babe, I've given up all material possessions.
I mean, does that mean she gets them all?
The love comes from within, Heatherly. So does peace.
Number eight,
speak somebody's specific love language and call the manager for them.
That really kind of takes the fun out of it. But you know what?
Number 7.
Training is available.
Number 7 way to save or salvage any sort of Valentine's Day. Buy a steer at the stock show and you'll never be lonely again. Until you get hungry. And then, as God is our witness, you will never go hungry again.
Oh, dear.
I know. Where is Fitty?
Number 6.
How about this? A very romantic night of playing Will It Float in the Garden Tub.
Fancy.
And may we suggest the exclusive and very, very limited Valentine's Day edition of Will It Float. Perfect for that game of two. Actually, it's 2 to 4 players, and we're not going to judge.
Number 5
way to save or salvage any Valentine's Day. Spray paint I love you on one of those Mexican party balloons floating over El Paso's airspace.
I don't know that's the best approach.
Number four. The writing staff has no working knowledge of actually having plans on Valentine's Day. That's why they're in our writing staff.
Number 3.
They don't get out much. Number 3. See how long you can run around naked with a bow and arrow before getting arrested. That largely depends on which city you're in. Like Burleson, you can get away for a while. You know Burleson, what's up.
Number 2.
Just put a diaper on one of those robots roaming around down there.
Number two. Way to salvage Valentine's Day. Get yourself someone who soothes like Mark Phillips soothes a goat.
He's got it going on. Heck yeah, he does.
And then finally,
Number 1.
Way to save or salvage any Valentine's Day.
Number 1.
Oh, who cares, really? We're all just waiting for the markdown candy showing up on the 15th.
Thanksgiving.
A happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Turn them on. Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee.